This is Bob Wynn with The View from Here. Good old Governor Kate Brown. Don't you just love the way she operates? So while congressional Democrats and Republicans fiddle around in Washington, D.C. over unemployment benefits and further COVID-19 relief for the nation, as usual, nothing gets done. Both sides think they have a better idea and refuse to budge from their position. Thank goodness Donald Trump is the president of the United States. Career politicians would just have sat around and blamed the other side for the impasse while Americans suffered and the economy collapsed. Thankfully, we have President Trump who said, "I'll just take care of this problem," and sign an executive order to help the American people with this pandemic. Well, not in Oregon anytime soon, of course. Nope, good old Governor Useless is saying, "Well, we'll just have to see what we can do, and of course, we won't do anything right away." Nope, we're getting paid regardless, so we're in no hurry to grant more relief to the good people of Oregon. Oh, we'll hear all about the antiquated computer system at the state's unemployment department, one that the federal government gave millions of dollars to the state to fix years ago, but never mind that. It's antiquated and will slow down any response we have. Then, of course, she'll cite the fact the state can't afford to help out its unemployed citizens. Nope, she can make more ridiculous demands, such as her latest, that office workers will now have to wear masks at the office. But give them unemployment relief? Well, she'll have to think about that for a while. Look, the simple fact is, let's examine who put workers and businesses in the position they're in today. That would be our government officials. Did they take pay cuts and benefit cuts? Well, of course not. But they'll tell you that's not the point. The point is, they caused this economic problem, and it's their duty to fix it. President Trump has offered to pay $300 of the extended $400 a week unemployment benefit, but request the state pay the other $100. Oregon? Not a chance. While our governor whiles away her time creating more restrictions and further economic disaster and more useless rules, families and workers are struggling to simply make ends meet. Will expanded unemployment benefits help them through this crisis? Well, absolutely. Will our governor get the job done? Probably not. Finally, while wasting time thinking about whether the state will participate in the expanded federal benefits for unemployment, the governor and her useless sidekick, the Speaker of the Oregon House, are going to examine, now wait for it, police reform instead of working on helping Oregonians through this crisis during the special session of the legislature that's going on right now. Well, I gotta tell you, here is a big thank you to all the voters in the Willamette Valley who continuously vote to put these people in high office throughout the state of Oregon. One would think after watching them for a while they would learn, but apparently they don't. They just keep putting these bozos in office. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.